Hello, dear listeners. My name is Alla Pliniva. I am a third-year student of Sechenov University, and today I'm going to introduce your work called Indicative Parameters of Lantege-Meyer in Recreational Phytocenosis. The condition of the environment is one of the relevant problems of applied ecology, including pharmaceutical ecology. And one of the reconnaissance methods for assessing pollution of phytocenosis is by indication. Lantege-Meyer is one of the indicator species widely spread in the middle of Russia. It grows in phytocenosis of different anthropogenic loads. At the same time, it's a medicinal plant that is a part of the various herbs. Non-directional deviation from the bilateral symmetry of Lantege-Meyer leaves may serve as an indicator of the instability of the development of this species, and are assessed by the value of the fluctuating asymmetry index. Being a recording indicator, Lantege-Meyer is probably capable of accumulation substances that resist stress. The relevance of the work is determined by lack of information about the presence of such substances in the leaves in proportion to the fluctuating asymmetry index. The goal of the work is to establish a possible correlation between the accumulation of substances in the leaves of Lantege-Meyer and the fluctuating asymmetry index under the influence of stress factors. During the work, two or three leaves from 50 plants of Lantege-Meyer were collected on the territory of the Izmailovsky Park in Moscow. Each leaf was measured by six parameters, which you can see in picture 2. After that, a fluctuating asymmetry index for each leaf and the whole sample were calculated. The sample was divided into three fractions according to fluctuating asymmetry indices, leaves with the minimum, average, and maximum values. After that, leaves were crushed, weighed, and filled with 96% ethanol solution in a ratio of 1 to 5. The obtained alcohol fraction were studied using chromatography mass spectrometric analysis. Compounds were identified in the NIST mass spectral library. As a result, mathematical analysis of Lantege-Meyer leaves revealed an index of fluctuating asymmetry for the entire sample equal to 0.0629. Qualitative analysis of a sample indicated 22 substances, and 9 of them were in each of three fractions. The interesting thing is that betacitosterol was contained only in fraction maximal, and betacitosterol is known to have a positive exogenous effect on rice plants under the stress factor of UV irradiation. At the same time, despite the stress protective properties of flavonoids, their quantitative content doesn't correspond to the VA indices of leaves. Most of them are in the average fraction, and least of all are in the maximum fraction with the highest VA index. As a conclusion, in the future, more complete information about the relationship between the development instability of Lantege-Meyer in phytocenosis of different anthropogenic loads and the accumulation of substances with stress protective properties in its leaves will be obtained.